BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 68, 11 through 14. The Almighty scattered kings. God allowed the Israelites to pass through the Red Sea when he led them out of slavery in Egypt to Mount Sinai, where they went to the Promised Land. The Lord did not allow Pharaoh and the Egyptians' army to pass through the Red Sea. The waves crashed them and crushed them. They drowned. Exodus 15 records the praise sung by Moses. Miriam, the prophetess, and the women repeated it. Quote, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea." Exodus 15, verse 1 and verse 21. David says, quote, "The Lord announces the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng." Verse 11. Exodus 15, 17 says, "You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place the Lord you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established." Moses was prophesying about Mount Zion, the place where Solomon would build the temple and the heavenly Jerusalem. Speaking to those who accept Jesus as the Lord God Almighty, the writer of Hebrews wrote, quote, "You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire," speaking of Mount Sinai, "but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18 and verses 22 through 20. BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.